We've dusted off some old theme music to remember a man who was nicknamed the Old Redhead. The late Red Barber owned this part of the show for years as he chatted live with our former host, Bob Edwards.
Red Barber joins us now from Tallahassee, Florida. Red, good morning.
It's a good morning, Colonel. And in this troubled world of ours, I am happy to report to you that the camellias are beginning to show their blossoms here in Tallahassee.
Red Barber was a legendary sports broadcaster who told tales about those camellias and the greatest moments in sports with equal grace. His 100th birthday would have been this weekend. NPR's Ketzel Levine has this remembrance.
Once upon a time, felines and flowers had it all over drugs in the sports news.
Well, let's see. We have some excitement Sunday, don't we? The United States Football League's championship game. I'm sure you're all up for that.
Well, I think the people down in Tampa are very excited about it. But by the way, Bob, something serious and sporting is going on down here in my front yard. There's a mockingbird that's got a nest, and he's got some young ones in there. And you know about our Abyssinian cat, Arwe.
Yes, I certainly
His
do.
Life is now miserable. He likes to go out, but he doesn't anymore. He's just hanging inside because I want to tell you that the father mockingbird is a rough customer. He is dive-bombing our cat.
I don't blame him.
And now with the mockingbird, he doesn't want to go out.
Well, keep your eye on that situation, and we'll get an update next Friday, okay?
Okay, Robert. Good
Red,
luck.
Thank you much. The comments of Red Barber.
Red Barber was my father's hero, the radio voice of my father's team, the Brooklyn Dodgers. So when NPR launched Morning Edition and I took on the sports segment, the temptation was too great, all that power. To delight my dad, I booked Red, who went on for a dozen years to delight you.
Last week, we talked about spring training for broadcasters and how broadcasters use spring training to get back into shape. Does a broadcaster have to retrain the eye to follow the ball when a new season begins?
Bob, you're bringing up a point that you follow the ball from the moment that it is hit, but then you pick up the defensive ball player. A lot of broadcasters make the mistake of trying to judge that a ball's going to go in the stands, and then it gets caught by an outfielder, and then they've got egg on their face. And I understand you've got a call that I made in the World Series of 1947, which is a matter of broadcasting technique I think might be interesting.
Okay, game six, and it's the bottom of the sixth, two men on, and the Dodgers are leading 8-5.
Joe DiMaggio up, and the crowd well knows that one swing of this bat, this fellow's capable of making it a brand new game again. Outfield deep, round toward left, the infield overshifted. Here's the pitch. Swung on, belted. It's a long one. Deep into left center. Back for Gianfrido. Back. He makes a one-handed catch against the bullpen. Oh, doctor.
So the crowd was watching the ball. You were watching Al Gianfrido.
Well, that's what I learned, Bob, when I first got to the big leagues in 1934. I always go with the outfielder. And if the ball goes into the stands, he will look up and watch it go into the stands with you.
Well, thanks for another lesson, Red. Talk to you next week.
Okay, buddy.
This month, as baseball spring training gets started once again, we salute Red Barber, oh doctor, who put us all in the catbird seat each Friday morning, bringing life to sports and sports to life. Ketzel Levine, NPR News, Washington.
And I know that was too short. It was always too short. We've got lots more of Red Barber's colorful comments at npr.org, so you can listen to more.